们不再惧怕，因主活着，我们对明天充满着期望。我想借这个机会，有一件事情想与弟兄姊妹交通一下。在2月16号的时候，在我旅馆发生的一件事情，也许一部分弟兄姊妹知道这件事，但我想最少古牧师跟孙武知道。事情是这样的，就是2月16号那一天，刚好是我在旅馆值班。值班的时候，就是有一个从 North Kansas City 的 police 警察，就送了一个人到旅馆。那么送进来的时候，这个女的大概有50多岁嘛，就是是在从医院里送过来的。从医院送过来是因为她被她先生打了，她说手给我看这里肿得这么大，然后到了医院，医生看了一下也没有什么大碍，所以她家里的人也没有人好像来接他，来接收他，所以医院就打电话给警察，然后警察呢也没地方送，就送到我们这里来。然后当时我就问他为什么警察会送你到这里来，他说警察说你这个旅馆 nice person， 就这个理由。然后他也没有钱，也没有食物，就坐在前台，就坐了13个钟头嘛，从上午11点到 midnight 3个钟头，然后就一直打电话，在前台一直接电话，一直打电话。那么打电话呢，就说看他是什么亲戚啊，什么朋友啊，或者什么来接他，都没有人来接他。但是到了天黑的时候，他就很紧张了，他就有一点很伤心的那种感觉。所以他后来就是又打了电话给教会，打电话给教会，他就跟我说，就是说他教会答应他会来接他了。但是这样一个钟头等一个钟头，一个钟头等一个钟头，刚好那一天晚上很冷，到了12点了。我问他你没吃过东西啊？你冷不冷啊？他说冷。冷呢，我呢就给他一盒快速面，让他吃一盒快速面，然后给他一点那个或者买一点 snack 给他吃一下。然后这个时候我心里也有一种感觉，好像不是很平安，如果让他住进来，就好像有一种感觉好像会发生什么事一样的那种，就一直本来就天黑的时候就让他住进来，但是心里就一直挣扎着，好像他今天要是住进来总是有什么事情发生的那种感觉。不让他住吗？他要是出去的话，那我想他很可能今天晚上都过不去，因为他哭的时候我感觉他哭得很伤心那种。但是他自尊心又很强，别人客人一进来一推门，他马上头一撞，然后就擦眼泪，就是我觉得他自尊心很强的那种。但是我还是给他住下来了。但是住下来以后呢，他就向我要一盒火柴，他说他想抽烟，那么我就给他了。好了，12点多住进来，好，到了3点的时候，因为是我值班嘛，到了3点的时候，就客人就跑过来告诉我，他说153花火了，烧着了。从睡梦中惊醒过，这个时候是一种什么样的滋味啊？ 就说我们真不知道明天将如何，不要说明天啊，下一个钟头都不知道发生一些什么事情。这个时候我们最需要的是什么？我想有一个故事啊，就是在路加福音第八章二十三节，这个有一个故事，就说二十三节，就说路加福音八章二十三节，正行的时候耶稣睡着了，忽然起着暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。门徒来叫醒了他，说：“夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。”耶稣醒了，视着那狂风大浪，风浪就止住了，平息了。有时候我们真的不知道下一刻会发生什么事情，但是主掌握明天。我就从前台跑到，从后卫跑过去的时候，我要跑500多步。这500多步对我来说是一个非常漫长的一个过程，但是我也没有时间要坐下来祷告一下。但是我知道有我们基督徒有一把钥匙，有一个秘诀，那就是在危难的时候呼叫耶稣，因为有主的同在，再大的风浪都能够止住。这个是我一直以来我就掌握这一把钥匙，掌握这个秘诀，我就一边跑一边喊主啊主啊，也说不出其他话，但就说主啊，求主保守，主啊，求主保守。我跑了500多步，不要说那个这个时候我们就用我们俗话来说，临危不惧，或者说在困难的时候能够心灵能够平静，这也是很难做到的。但是我们如果说有主的同在，真的能临危不惧。我就一跑到那个地方，我就看到很多其他的客人都围满了，在外面都观看着他，因为那个从里面冒出来的烟都在外面观看。因为我一看里面不是火很大，所以我就拿着两个灭火筒，第一个反应就是先他们，因为他反锁了，正门反锁了，开不进去了，所以我从后面玻璃里面给我打破了，踹破了以后我人就进去了，将火先给熄灭了。好了，熄灭以后过一会儿，那救护车，哇，好多部救护车，6-7部救护车简直是那个声音啊，那个声音啊就是非常的揪心的那种声音，那种叫声音，6-7部救护车那个声音有多么的揪心，那个声音。好了，咱们进门打破了，门打从这门那个他那个大斧头给打破。当时我进去的时候，我看到床上没有任何东西，但是因为里面温度太高了，我一下子受不了，马上又跑出来。但是这个时候我没有意识到是这个房间是这一个人，但是我后来就发现，哎呀，这个房间是刚才那个女的。然后就跟消防局的人说里面可能有人啊，就是他就看了一下，他不是在床上，他是在床底下。然后他是用怎么烧的呢？是将他的衣服啊、毯子啊、毛巾啊、所有的枕头啊、所有这些东西堆在一个角落，然后就我给他的那一盒火柴，就用这一盒火柴给他烧了。烧的时候他又不门环锁了嘛，一下子就闷死了嘛。那个一烧着的时候，那个温度也很高，那一下子就这呛死。那这一下是大了，出人命了。所以我就想到 这个时候将会有一个什么样的后果呢？火速平息的是吧？活的人没有人帮他，但是死的人有人告他哦，有人借着他这个死去会告哦，因为这个事情可大可小啊，也可以说是他自杀了，也可以说是因为你在你这里出了人命，他可以告你。但是消防局的人就来到前台，就跟我说整个事情的来龙去脉。我就将我的那个闭路电视打开看，几点几分警察送他过来，几点几分坐在这里，几点几分我让他住进去，几点几分我给他快速面吃，几点几分我给他火柴，整个过程就都有记录。那么消防局知道他是自杀，但是消防局不敢定案他是自杀，他只写他因为抽烟而发生了火灾。消防局的就是他的定案是这样定的，但是保险公司就过来，然后我就跟他说这样的事情，就保险公司就派了好几个都是专家级的，就是高级工程师来鉴定这个火是从哪里发生的。因为在角落没有电线，没有任何可燃的那个可能发生火灾的都没有，那么就在角落，所有的衣服棉被所有堆在一堆烧，所以这个很侵蚀的一个就是自己要烧起来，自己要自杀。但是我心里还是不平衡哦，这个好像是好心没有好报啊。这个后来我就第二天就过来跟洪牧师就交通了这一件事情。在交通的时候，我们就用人的安慰，这个总是得不了安慰，但是只有神的话才能够让我们得安慰。因为交通的时候，我们就交通到诗篇66篇第10节到12节，我们一起念一下这一段圣经。诗篇66篇第10节，神啊，你曾经试炼我们，熬炼我们如熬炼银子一样，你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上，你使人坐车夹我们的头，我们经过水火，你确实我们到丰富之地。主啊，这个多么宝贵的话语，这是安慰也是应许。你经历了水火没事啊，没有事，反而到了丰富之地。我心里当时真的一下子心里就平静了，因为我老是想到这个要是被告的话，这个真是没完没了啊，因为出人命哦，这个不知道什么时候能了结，也不知道这个后果会怎么样。但是最后就是说结果是，那个消防局人跟我说他家里的人没有来，只有一个兄弟在那个 Independence， 也没有人管他，也没有人这个。所以到现在因为那个保险公司的报告出来，就说他是自己自杀的，鉴定这个报告出来自己自杀，自己造成。那么从这个事件我们学到一个什么样的功课？我们真的不知道明天如何，明天会发生什么样事情，谁都猜测不到。但是我们真的非常非常的有福分，因为我们有我们有主，但是主掌握明天。我们不管是遇到多大的难处，多大的危机，还是多么的不平安， 只要有主的同在，只要有主的安慰，只要有主的应许，我们就有平安，任何危机都能化险为夷。真的是这件事情发生以后，还真的是将旅馆的生意还都给烧火了，还真的比去年的同时期生意还要好很多。我真的感谢主，我要将这件事情与弟兄姊妹分享，就说我们不知道明天将如何，但是主掌握明天。我们不知道发生多大的危机，多大的难处，但是有主的同在，任何风浪都能平息。我感谢我们的主，感谢主。我们一起唱诗篇，主唱诗，主掌握明天，454。谢谢。
Hi.
Good morning.
早上好。
早上好。
I'm Selena. 我叫Selena, 中文名叫刘潇阳。
Over the years, God has drawn me nearer and nearer to Him. This is why I got baptized today.
多年来，神不断地用他的爱来吸引我，让我能够一天比一天更多地亲近他。所以我今天决定受洗，归入主的门下。
I am constantly reminded of just how much God loves and cares for every one of us through people and places in my life.
神不断地用周围的人，或通过周围的人或者事情来提醒我，他是多么的关心和爱护我们每一个人。
He gives me the strength to wake up early every single school day for pre-algebra.
他每天早上让我能够早起，从来没有迟到，到附近的一所中学去上数学课。
To get there on time, I have to leave the house at 6:55 a.m.
如果我不想迟到的话，我每天早上6:55的离开家。
Thank the Lord, I'm never too tired.
感谢神，我白天从来不觉得累。
He helps me to continue to do well in school and deal with stress and dilemmas.
他帮助我在学校能够保持好的成绩，并且能够帮助我解决各种各样的难题和应付面临的各种压力。
Like one time last year when I was in fifth grade.
我记得去年我五年级的时候。
Our music teacher, Mrs. Spider, gave us a really odd assignment.
我的音乐老师给了我们一个很奇怪的作业。
We had to sing our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, to certain people or things.
我们需要跟不同的对象唱美国国歌，心跳起永不落。
After we sang it, we had to have them sign our paper.
我们当我们跟我们不跟不同的对象唱了歌以后，我们必须要人在那个老师作业上签名。
We had to get 15 signatures on a paper out of 20 choices.
老师给我们的选择有20个，我们必须拿到15个签名。
I didn't think I could get 15 signatures down on that paper.
我觉得拿到15个签名很难。
I mean, why would I go up to a random stranger in the grocery store and sing our national anthem to them?
你想想看，我如果到Price Chopper 或者是别的商店拦住一个陌生的人，跟他说我跟你来唱美国国歌，人家会怎么想我？
Everyone would just think I was out of my mind if I sang it to a fish we were eating for dinner.
假如我妈妈煮了一条鱼，吃饭的时候我说我要跟这条鱼唱美国国歌，你们会不会认为我神经病？
Every single night I thought about it before I went to bed.
每天晚上睡觉之前我都在想这件事。
And when I woke up in the morning, it would be one of the first things I thought of.
每天一睁开眼，这件事就跳到我脑海中。
And over like the first week, wherever I was at school or somewhere else,If I had a free moment, I'd just start thinking about it again.
头一个星期，只要我不论在学校还是在什么地方，只要我有空的时候，这件事就开始来搅扰我。
After that week, I finally prayed about it to the Lord.
这样的情形大约持续了一个星期，最后我决定将这件事带到主的面前。
He solved my problem very simply and very quickly.
他很快的用一种最简单的方式帮助我解决了问题。
It reminded me of how powerful He is.
神在提醒我，他真的是无所不能的神。
That he can't do anything, and that I just need to give my burdens up to him.
没有什么事能够难倒他，我只要将我的负担交托在他的面前就行了。
Just like it says in Jeremiah 32:27.
就像在耶利米书32:27里所说。
I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?
我是耶和华，是凡有血气的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
Reading his word, the Bible, every day also helps me have faith in him.
每天读神的话语，圣经也让我在神的里面的信心的增长。
It also helps me rely on him more.
帮助我能够学会依靠神。
Because of what Jesus has done for me, I'm growing closer to God every day.
因为神在主耶稣在十字架上所为我成就的事，让我能够每天能够靠近他更多。
I always know he's with me.
我知道他总是与我同在。
It doesn't matter where I am, what day it is, or what the time is.
无论何时何地，他都与我同在。
He gives me wisdom at school, energy and strength at some practice, and he's always helping me out at home.
在学校的时候，他赐给我智慧。当我在游泳训练的时候，他赐给我力量。
He's worked in me, helping me to slowly become more patient with my little brother Samuel.
他在我身上做工，让我能够对我的弟弟 Samuel 有更多的耐心。
Of course, I still slip a lot, but I don't yell or scream at him anymore.
当然，我也有跌倒的时候，但是我现在不再对他大喊大叫。
But when I do get really frustrated and mad at him,
当我有的时候真的不知道拿他如何是好，很生气的时候
，God helps me calm down afterward and repent.
神帮助我能够冷静下来，让我能够向他认罪。
Usually I apologize, but sometimes just my spouse can make me apologize.
通常我都会跟我的弟弟道歉，当然有的时候也许用得着我姐姐的提醒。
For in Ephesians 4:31-32 it says,
以弗所书4:31-32里面说，
Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并且要以恩慈相待，有怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你和你们一样。
I also realize how blessed I am.
我也意识到神是多么的恩待我。
I have loving parents that are always with me and supporting me.
他赐给我爱我的爸爸妈妈，他们无论我在我需要的时候，他们总是站在我身边。
They're always teaching me and raising me in a very godly way.
他们总是尽力按照圣经的原则来教导我。
With this help, I've also learned to obey my parents better.
因为神的帮助，我能够更好的孝顺我的顺服我的父母。
I'm nowhere near perfect yet, and I know that by myself, I never will be.
我知道我离神的标准还很远，我也知道靠着我自己，也许我永远达不到他的标准。
But I hope that through him, I'll be able to willingly obey my parents more often in the future.
但是我希望通过神的帮助，靠着他，我能够今后能够更多的心甘情愿的听爸爸妈妈的话。
Because in Ephesians 6:1 it says,
圣经以弗所书6:1所说，
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Slowly, God's also made me more aware of what I do.
慢慢的，神也教导我。能够反省自己。
Whenever I do something that displeases God, like getting really mad at my brother, I always feel sorry about it later and repent.
每当我做了不讨神喜悦的事情，比方说我对我弟弟生气的时候，我总是觉得很难过。
It's become a habit, and I always feel better and strengthened after I talk to God about it.
几乎成了一种习惯，我必须要跟神祷告认罪，我心里才能够重新得到了平安。
Because I know, 1 John 1:9 it says.
因为我知道约翰一书1:9说了。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and will purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
I've learned a lot through God's wisdom, and I've been able to understand Him better.
由于神的启发，我能够学到了很多，并且更多的认识他。
I go to California Trail Junior High School 3 or more times a week for 2 hours and 15 minutes for some practice.
我每个星期有 三次以上的游泳训练，并且每次训练都要持续两个小时十五分钟以上。
This year we got a new head coach.
啊，今年游泳队新聘了一个主教练。
Her name is Megan.
她叫 Megan.
She's a great coach.
她是一个很好的教练。
And she's always trying to teach us new things and help us become better swimmers.
啊，她总是迫不及待地教给我们新的东西，想要我们游得更快点。
Sometimes, however, she can be a little too passionate and get carried away.
但是有时候我觉得她真的是太投入了，有甚至有拔苗助长的嫌疑。
She can also get angry, frustrated, and be very pushy.
嗯，她有时候也会生气，然后就会拼命地逼我们游泳。
At first, I just didn't like her.
开始时候我真的不怎么喜欢她。
But thanks to the Lord and my parents, I realized that she only does that because she really cares a lot about us.
但是感谢神，我爸爸妈妈在我爸爸妈妈的帮助下，我意识到她真的是关心我们，爱我们。
And she truly wants to see us succeed.
我们教练实在是希望我们能够成为一个更好的游泳运动员。
I've learned it's almost the same way with us and God.
我认识到我们跟神的关系也有相似之处。
He always wants to give us the very best and the most wonderful gift of all, eternal life in Jesus Christ.
神总是愿意把他最好的礼物，就是在主耶稣基督里面的永恒的生命赐给我们。
But sometimes we don't like that.
很多时候我们不愿意接受。
We think we know what's best for us and we do what we want to do.
我们认为什么是对我们最好的，我们总是想为所欲为。
He has a plan for our lives, but sometimes we don't want to follow it because it has so many trials in it.
他对我们的生命有计划，可是我们有时候并不愿意成为他的计划里面的一部分，因为我们知道里面有很多的试炼。
But when you truly realize that God knows best and you follow His commands, everything changes.
当你真的意识到神真的是那一位清楚最清楚我们所需要的，什么是对我们最好的时候，然后我们开始遵循他的命令，然后事情就会改变。
As humans, we're so sinful, yet God, who is perfect, loves us so very much and wants us to love Him and be with Him.
我们都是罪人，但是神却是完全的，他非常的爱我们，并且希望我们能够爱他，让我们跟他在一起。
He's made a very special plan for each and every one of us.
他对我们每一个人都有一个特别的计划。
Like in Jeremiah 29:11, it says.
耶利米书二十九章十一节说。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Knowing all of this really helped me grow in Him and believe in His glory, mercy, and love.
认识到这一点实在帮助我的信心增长，并且相信神是那位荣耀的、怜悯的、慈爱的神。
Finally, I'd like to thank all the grandparents, uncles and aunties, big brothers and big sisters in our church.
最后我要感谢教会的爷爷奶奶、叔叔阿姨、大哥哥大姐姐们
who have helped me and encouraged me and gotten me to where I am today.
多年以来对我的帮助，我今天能够站在这个讲台上是跟你们的帮助分不开的。
Please help me continue to grow in Jesus Christ.
请你们继续帮助我让我在主里面能够成长。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi, my name is Regina.
我的名字叫 Regina, 中文叫妍欣。
I knew about the Lord at a very young age when my parents took me to a church in Minnesota.
我在很小的时候就知道关于耶稣的事情。那是我记得我父母在明尼苏达的时候带我去教会。
At that church, the children had their own worship. I remember the teacher talking to us about who God is and why He sent His Son down from heaven to save us.
在那个教会小朋友有他们自己的崇拜，所以老师就会告诉我们神是谁，为什么神差遣他的爱子从天而降。
She said He died on the cross to pay for our sins.
他说主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
I don't think I truly believed in Jesus until I was older and I could really understand what I was being taught.
我想我在那个时候并不真正的相信主耶稣，直到我长大一些，我才真正的知道我那时候被教导的。
I have always had the knowledge of Christ, but when I was younger, I didn't have the repentance and the faith.
我一直都有关于主耶稣基督的知识，但是呢，我很年幼的时候，我并不知道悔改，也对神没有什么信心。
Now I know that I must first turn away from sin and repent, and then turn to Jesus Christ and have faith.
现在我真的知道说我必须悔改从远离罪然后我转向主耶稣基督对他信靠他。
Why did I want to get baptized?
为什么我想受浸?
I wanted to be baptized because I want everyone to know that I accept that Christ is my Savior and I am a renewed person.
我想受浸是因为我想向大家告诉大家我想接受主耶稣基督做我的救主我是一个重生的人。
Galatians 3:27 says, For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
加拉太书三章二十七节说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
God is omnipresent and omnipotent.
神无所不在无所不能。
I experienced his presence and power a couple weeks ago on Saturday.
一两个星期前的一个星期六我真正的经历了他的同在与能力。
It was snowing and really slippery outside. My whole family was in the car driving and I was sitting in the front seat.
那是一个下雪的天气外面也很滑我的全家都坐在车里面。
My dad was driving when the car suddenly went out of control. It crashed through two trees and knocked into a pole.
我父亲开车然后突然呢车就失灵了然后我们的车碰到了两棵树最后呢又撞上了一根电线柱。
Thinking back to that day, I remember feeling really calm. I said a short prayer in that quick time.
在那一刻我回头想到那天我就记得我非常的镇静并且呢我在那个时候在那很短的时间里面做了一个祷告。
I felt the Lord's presence and power helping my dad somehow get out of the crash safely without hurting anyone.
我真正的感受到神的同在和他的大能然后帮助我的爸爸帮助我的父亲平安了开车然后呢我们全家都很平安没有一个人受伤。
God is almighty. I never quite realized how powerful he was until that day.
神是全能的神我从来没有那么意识到神是这么有能力直到那一天。
This brings me to one of my favorite Bible verses from Psalms 40:11. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and truth always protect me.
这让我这使我想到我最喜欢的经节之一那就是诗篇第四十篇十一节说耶和华求你不要向我止住你的慈爱愿你的慈爱和诚实常保佑我
Thank you
谢谢你们
on the day that my Savior conquered my sins and gave me the second chance, all because he loved me.
因为今天我的救主已经战胜死亡，已经把我的罪洗净，而且给我第二次重生的机会。
I was 5 years old when I said to Christ into my heart.
我是五岁的时候，我接受了救主，进入了我的心。
And even though I didn't know everything about God, I remember I had this excitement inside of me that I wanted to spread the gospel to as many people as I could.
虽然我不知道很多，但是我知道那个时候我很高兴，而且我愿意把这个好的消息跟我所有认识的人分享。
In the parks and the libraries, complete strangers.
我记得在公园里面，在图书馆里面，跟不认识的人。
But throughout the years, it felt that I've been driven away from God and His protection.
但是渐渐的，我慢慢远离神。
And looking back, God has been trying to catch my attention.
但是神却要把我的注意力再转向他。
By taking things away from me so that I can at the same time experience his love and forgiveness through my family, especially Amma.
神就把我依靠的东西跟人从我旁边拿走，其中一项就是我的祖母。
Amma has been taking care of me ever since the day I was born.
Amma 照顾我自从我生出来。
Doing many things around the house that I took for granted.
她常常照顾我生活上的细节，that 我都take it for granted.
And when God allowed her to have a stroke, I felt that I had no one to lean on.
我觉得我被阿妈宠坏了。但是当阿妈倒下来的时候，我觉得我没有人可以依靠。
But God has really shown me how much more He loves me and cares for me through this situation.
但是神跟我对我说他更爱我，他更愿意来照顾我。
I remember long nights talking to God and Him always comforting me in ways no one else could.
我记得很多晚上我跟他倒空，我跟他讲我自己的心里的话，然后他来安慰我。
The more and more He shows me His love, the more I learn to love Him.
他越多把他的爱显给我的时候，我越多来爱他。
Another example of how much forgiveness and grace God shows me is through my parents.
另外一件事情就是神他显现他的爱是由我的爸爸妈妈。
One thing I have been struggling with throughout the past years is I have the worst attitude problem in the whole history of the Kale family.
我常常我是在所有的高家的孩子里面最不乖的一个。
I remember long arguments and fights over simple things like a pair of jeans.
我常常记得跟我爸爸妈妈吵，为了很简单的事情，有的时候就是为了一条牛仔裤。
Or I've always thought that my parents were trying to pick a fight, so I would have a defensive attitude.
我还以为我爸爸妈妈要跟我吵架。
With God as our witness, I am trying not to have an attitude because God has given me the best parents I can ever have.
我知道，爸爸妈妈，神给我的是最好的，我知道。Okay. Let me see. Now, 我现在就是希望我会有一个更好的attitude, 更好的一个态度。
Right. Throughout these experiences and people, God has truly showed me how much He loves me and cares for me.
在这些经过的在这些经历的里面，神真的给我看到他爱我，然后他也在引领我。
My decision to be baptized is not because of anyone or anything.
我今天要受浸不是因为一个人或者一件事。
But because I wanted everyone to know that only by God's grace I'm a newborn Christian in Christ.
因为我要让大家知道，那是神的恩典，我今天才会成一个重生的基督徒。
Okay. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
My name is Madeline Dong.
我叫董莫丁。
I was born in Shenyang, China, and I moved to Madison, Wisconsin when I was 3 years old.
我出生在中国的沈阳，但是在三岁的时候搬到了威斯康星的麦迪逊。
This was a big change in my life because I had no clue what English was, thinking there was only one language in the world.
这在我的一生中是一个很大的变化，因为我从来不知道世界上还有另外一种语言。
During this time, we went to Madison Chinese Christian Church, where we got to be close friends with Zhou Yong 叔叔 and Yang 阿姨。
在这段时间，我们就到了麦迪逊的华人基督教会，在那里认识了曾勇叔叔和杨毅阿姨。
I got introduced to God at this church, my first church.
在这里开始认识神，这是我去的第一间教会。
I don't have a very vivid image about this church, but I was told I spent half the time non-stop crying randomly.
对于这个教会我现在没有太多的印象，但是大人告诉我，我经常是不停地在那儿哭。
I started becoming more grown up when my mom had my brother Daniel.
等我妈妈开始有了我弟弟 Daniel 的时候，我就在慢慢长大了。
I knew big sister shouldn't cry all the time.
我知道一个大姐姐是不能总哭的。
When I was six, we moved to Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada.
等我六岁的时候，我们又搬到了加拿大的阿尔伯塔省，Edmonton.
Here I went to Edmonton Chinese Christian Church.
在这里，我们去 Edmonton 的华人基督教会。
This was the church where I started understanding more and more about God and had a bigger picture of who He was.
在这个教会里，我开始越来越多的认识神，并且对神有了一个更具体的概念。
I remember I read one of the prayers from a prayer book every night before sleeping.
有一段时间，我有一本书，上面记载了很多祷告。我每天晚上睡觉的时候就读其中的一则祷告。
Whenever I did something wrong, like taking two pieces of candy instead of one, I would pray to God for Him to forgive me.
有的时候我做了错事，比方说该拿一块糖的时候拿了两块，那我就跟神祷告，求神原谅我。
I met so many good friends at this church, and I also remember talking to my friends about God at recess.
在这个教会里边，我有了很多很好的朋友，并且在学校里边，在课间休息的时候，我也跟我的好朋友说到神的事情。
I thought those friends were going to be my best friends for a lifetime, until I got told we were moving back to the United States, but this time to a different state.
在那个时候我想这些朋友可能是我终生的朋友了，但是有一天突然我又被告知我们要搬到美国来，但这一次是到另外一个州。
I was sad and shocked about another move.
对于另外一次搬家我感到有点吃惊和伤心。
However, at Edmonton, it would get really cold in the winter, and my dad's back would have so much pain to the point where he couldn't even find any posture to relieve his pain.
但是在 Edmonton 冬天变得那么冷，我爸爸他的背疼，以至于找不到一个姿势可以让他不疼的。
He also tried medicine, but it didn't help at all.
他也曾经试过吃药，但是一点帮助也没有。
My parents decided to move to Kansas because they learned from Zeng Yong Shu Shu and Yang Yai that they liked their church in Kansas.
我的父母决定搬到 Kansas 来，因为他们从曾勇叔叔和杨毅那里知道，他们很喜欢这间教会。
The road to Kansas took 2 days.
到 Kansas 我们走了两天。
Now I go to the Greater Kansas City Chinese Christian Church.
现在我就参加这一间 Kansas 的华人基督教会。
It's a long story about our families moving around.
关于我们家搬来搬去是一个很长的故事。
But I could not see the road leading to God until I saw the fact that the Lord has always been with us.
但是我看不到这里边神的带领，直到有一天我看到耶稣他自己就是那条路。
This is what I learned.
我学到的是这样。
Jesus himself is the road to God the Father.
耶稣自己是通向神的道路。
Amazing people greeted me on my first day at this church.
到教会的第一天，很多很好的人跟我打招呼。
Auntie Julie asked me to get baptized in 8th grade.
当我在八年级的时候，朱莉阿姨问我想不想受洗。
I told her maybe, and then I started confirmation class.
我说可能吧，所以我们就开始有一个受洗前的课程。
This was a hard class for me to understand.
这课对我来说很难。
I understood it literally, but I didn't get the really deep meaning of it.
从字面上我是理解，但是深层的意义我就不懂了。
In my freshman year, I took confirmation class again.
到了高中一年级的时候，我又一次参加这个课程。
This time I got some meaning out of it. I prayed to God about baptism, but I got no reply.
这次我就懂得更多一点，也开始跟神祷告说受洗的事情，但是好像没有听到神的回应。
However, many people have inspired me through their testimonies.
然而很多人通过他们的见证给我很多的启发。
And one person even inspired me through email.
甚至有一个人通过电子邮件给我启发。
From late last year, my dad and I started Bible study every Sunday afternoon after getting home from church.
从去年下半年开始，我父亲就跟我在每个星期天下午回家之后学圣经。
Bible study has helped me a lot.
读圣经的这段时间对我帮助很大。
It gives me the direct exposure to God's words, and I look forward to it every Sunday.
它让我直接 把我直接放在神的话语里边，而且现在每个星期天我都盼望这个读圣经的时间。
Now I know God has been talking to me through different ways.
现在我知道神通过不同的方式跟我讲话。
But I could not understand His words until I saw that everything is about Jesus Christ.
但是我从来不能明白，一直到有一天我看到所有的事情都是关于主耶稣基督自己的。
And this is what I learned.
我学到的是这样。
Jesus Himself is the truth.
耶稣自己就是真理。
Freshman year helped me learn a lot about myself. I learned from my mistakes.
在高中一年级，我学到很多事情，特别是通过我犯的错误。
At the end of the first semester in my sophomore year, the finals were coming up.
到高中二年级的时候，第一学期的末了就有期末考试。
I got really worried because I knew sophomore year was more important than freshman year, and I had to do well.
我就感到有一点紧张，因为我知道二年级比一年级更重要，我必须得把它弄好。
I prayed before studying every night.
在每天晚上温习功课之前，我就祷告。
I also knew my parents were praying for me. My dad prayed with me and asked God to help me experience Him through finals.
我也知道我的父母也帮我祷告。我父亲跟我一起祷告的时候，说让我在考试的事情上经历神自己。
I prayed silently before every final I took.
在每一门功课考试之前，我都静静的祷告。
I knew God was with me during every test I took. This was confirmed when the grades came out.
当成绩出来的时候，我就知道每一次祷告的时候，神都跟我同在。
He really showed himself to me and answered my prayers.
他实在向他向我显现他的自己，并且回应了我的祷告。
I also experienced God through dealing with one of my teachers in the first semester of my sophomore year.
在高中二年级第一个学期，我也从跟我其中一个老师的关系上学习经历神。
I don't want to talk about anything wrong about her, but lots of students in her class wanted to switch classes, and I am one of them.
我不想讲关于这个老师任何不对的地方，但是他的很多学生都想从他的课里边转出去，我就是其中的一个。
Some people even dropped the class.
甚至有的人就放弃了这门课程。
At the beginning of this semester, my dad reminded me that I could also experience God through the relationship with this teacher.
在这个学期刚开始的时候，爸爸就提醒我说，在这个事情上，我们也可以经历神。
He said we should cast this issue to God's hand.
他说我们应该把这件事情交给神。
After meeting with the teacher, together with the school administrator and my dad, everything has changed.
所以我们就跟这个老师有一次面谈，其中学校的辅导员和我爸爸也参加了。在这之后，所有的事情都开始变化。
Now I'm feeling much more comfortable in her class.
现在在她的课上，我觉得感觉好多了。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
I failed when I tried to experience God by using my own wisdom.
当我企图用自己的智慧去经历神的时候，总是失败的。
Until I saw the fact that the connection with God is based on a new life given through Jesus Christ.
一直到有一天，我看到，跟神的连接是基于一个新生命，这新生命是从耶稣基督来的。
This is what I learned.
我学到的是这样。
Jesus Himself is the life.
耶稣自己就是生命。
Even though there will probably be trials and temptations ahead,
虽然在前面还有很多的试炼和诱惑。
I know Jesus Christ will be there with me through it all.
我知道耶稣基督会跟我在一起。
And I can experience Him if I am submissive to Him.
如果我顺服，我就可以更多的经历他。
I'm willing to continue serving the Lord all my life, and I know He'll be my shadow wherever I go.
我希望能够在我的一生中更多的侍奉他，而且我知道不论我走到哪里，他都是我的庇护所。
When Jesus answered a question of Thomas, He said,
当多马问耶稣的时候，一个问题，耶稣回答他是这样说的。
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人可以到神那里去。
Jesus Christ is my way.
耶稣基督是我的道路。
He is the truth I need to enter.
他是我所需要进入的真理。
And He is the life I need to have.
他也是我所需要的那个生命。
I like to praise the Lord for accepting me as part of His body.
我愿意感谢赞美主，因为他接受我成为他身体的一部分。
谢谢。
Thank you.